Hey y'all, it's Luce Anders, and welcome to Luce's Dose. This is Luce Anders, one-on-one, and there may be some other featured guests on the show later on in the episodes, and it's called Luce's Dose. So, what's up, fam? Okay, so this is gonna take you a guide by guide. Let me remember that. A guide that will take you step by step to have the perfect relationship. Now, you're thinking, why is an 18-year-old girl barely know nothing and can't even keep a relationship somehow and knows how to have a relationship? I mean, it's not that hard. Think about having a relationship with your father. Having a relationship with your father isn't that hard to have. I mean, think about it. Having a relationship with men in your life, your uncles, your dad, your grandpas, you know, you have to think it in that way. Not necessarily boys our age. You know, boys our age aren't ever going to be men until they actually hit the maturity bus, right? And it's just not gonna happen like that. Like, come on. You have to be real with me. So, yeah, I'm just gonna take you step by step. And, yeah. So, this is how I've taken a turn on for it. And how I've managed to keep the relationships I have with men in my life that didn't even work out, and I still talk to them to this day. So when I've dated guys, you know, things usually have happened, and sometimes I'd be like, yeah, he cute, but like, he's seriously got problems, and ain't nobody got time for that, to have to deal with other people's problems. Because you're going to have your own problems, and to deal with other people's problems on top of your problems, that's going to create other problems. And boy, that ain't going to go well. Mm-mm-mm. So, I mean, another thing that's also helped me kind of make the decision on how to be friends with my exes, it's God. God can do anything for you. So, like, he's giving me wisdom. And the wisdom that I guess I can give to you guys is, don't let them in unless you want them back in. Because they will think that you want to date again. In reality, you don't want to date again. So there you have it. But just don't let them in. That's just not going to happen. Because, honey, they're going to want to slide into your DMs, and they're just going to hit you up with a text, or they're going to Snapchat you, and they're going to think, oh, she's still interested. In reality, you're not. Don't let them think that. Because some of my exes, they still think that I'm interested in them, and hell no, I'm not interested. Anyways, step two. Wait, so step one is don't let them in and don't let them think that you're interested. There you have it. Step two, play it cool. Gotta be real chill, gotta be real comfortable with them, okay? You have to be real comfortable. Because if you're real comfortable around them, they're gonna be real comfortable around you. And that's gonna create a more positive and a lot more of a lighter atmosphere for the two of y'all to hang around in. The environment's gonna be a lot healthier as well. So be a lot more chill with y'all, and it's gonna be a lot better like that, because you know, your girl is pretty chill around guys. Like, I can be a real chill, and I can be real laid back, and I can just do my thing, and let me tell you, men are not as judgmental as girls can be. Like, some of them can be real judgmental, yes. But I'm saying, the ones I've been friends with and not ones I am friends with, and even like my exes that I'm friends with as well, they're not as judgmental as some guys are. Like, some guys can be really judgmental, but these ones that I'm hanging out with and the ones I'm chilling with, they're not as judgmental as other people. Like my friend Asatia, she's another story, but she told me I don't know how to have a relationship, and she told me that I don't know how to talk to guys. And you know what? That's not the case, because one of my guy friends thinks that I do, and that I do know how to have a relationship, and that I do know how to talk to guys. So, and she also said I'm annoying. I'm not annoying. She's probably the annoying one. I'm not annoying. I know I'm not annoying. Anyways, carry on. But step two is basically to just be more comfortable and be more like laid back in the environment you guys are hanging out in. Don't be so like tense, because don't be like feel like it's forced when it's not forced. So don't feel like it's forced, because you don't want it to be forced. Anyways, step three. If the guy touches you, that's a red flag. He's clearly still interested, honey. He clearly is still interested. So don't let him touch you, honey. He's just wanting babies from you, and that ain't okay. You don't want to be making purple over there. That shit ain't okay. Not until you're ready. You don't want babies until you have a good, steady income, because that shit is expensive. Kids are expensive, honey. No friend gonna be making babies with friends, okay? You have to be in a relationship, and if you ain't interested in him and he interested in you, honey, that can create problems. It's gonna create big problems.